Welcome to another edition of Politics Done Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. You know, today something interesting happened, and I am not exactly sure how I'm
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Supposed to feel about it. Today is the death of O.J. Simpson. So I won't get personal about it, but I'm here with Eileen Proctor. Before we get started, Eileen, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
I'm a publicist. Formerly based in Los Angeles, now Asheville, North Carolina, but there is no difference between 213 and 310 and 281.
There you go. But anyway, you know, today you were booking somebody with Politics Done Right for a, you know, for a program. And In passing, you just said, Egberto, I got a story for you with the passing of O.J. Simpson. And when we talk about 6 degrees of separation, what we're talking about is it's amazing how close you are with others when you're close with one. It's just amazing that 6 degrees of separation's really true. Tell us a little bit about, you said you actually knew Nicole Simpson.
Uh-huh, right. Well, it's a really interesting story. 2 days after I arrived in Los Angeles, I was staying at the home of a friend. And because he was so nice, I decided to go fill his refrigerator. I went to a supermarket, and as I was gathering up food, some woman approached me, started talking to me, and she said, I told her my story that I had just arrived. And she said, where are you staying? And I said, well, I'm not sure. I just arrived. And she said, well, why don't you stay at my house? Okay, because I'm totally naive and totally open. I said, okay. Well, she picked me up that afternoon and she took me to the house that she lived in, which was the house that a 20th Century Fox built for Shirley Temple. And I was living in the guest house, which was a mansion unto itself. It was the playhouse. In front of me was the Olympic-sized swimming pool and the Olympic-sized tennis courts. Okay, so that's where I was living. Right vertically opposite me, it was at 476 Rockingham. If Rockingham sounds familiar to anybody, that's where O.J. Simpson lived, at the corner lot on Rockingham. So I used to jog every morning, and I would see beside me, because it was recognizable, was Nicole Simpson. And she was very often very red, very bruised, sometimes black and blue. And I never mentioned it to her. We started jogging together. And because I was embarrassed to ask her, it was just really simple. But O.J. Simpson was a regular in Brentwood. I would often see him just walking along, and he would be approached by strangers, both white and black, who would say, O.J., we love you. O.J., please, 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 can I have an autograph? O.J., can I buy you a drink?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And I was infuriated because it was charming. It was lovely. Nobody knew what I knew, that he was beating his wife black and blue. Okay. The story that I told you was after the murder. I had already moved. And right opposite me, again, I have this great luck, was a woman called Barbara Ann Klein, who was a stunt woman, who was became one of my best friends. And we traveled in Europe together, and we had a lot of adventures. But she was a stunt woman, and her last film, which with O.J. Simpson, she was the stunt person on it, was O.J. Simpson. And I forgot the name of the film, but he played a frogman where he would learn to cut somebody's throat underwater with two knives. Okay. A few days later, I was walking down Beverly Drive, and I said, oh my God, I know how he did it. So I called Hard Copy at the time, and we did a segment on it. They loved the idea. Well, the idea, which I knew from Barbara, was that he wore a scuba suit. Now, a scuba suit is made out of neoprene. And we had her catch fire on the thing because she knew how to do that. We had her whipped and with the scuba suit, can't see it. And you can have blood all over it. We threw blood on her, which I got to mention when I talked to you earlier, or ketchup, whatever it was, genuine fake blood. And you could just put a hose on it and there's no mark on it. And he had two scuba suits. I brought it to the attention of Marsha Cross. They never opened the subject up. But we had our segment on Hard Copy. That's my story.
And you're sticking by it.
Yeah.
You know, that is interesting that when I heard that story, I said, you know what? I want to put that out there. Today is the day that, you know, he left the earth. I think most people on this planet believe that that he did it, even as he was acquitted of the work. And again, you know, there are a whole lot of people making hypotheses on how it was possibly done. Go ahead.
Okay, O.J. Simpson lived in a white world. And he had photographs with white people all over. When Johnny Cochran arranged for a house tour, he exchanged the photographs of him with African-American celebrities. It was one of Johnny Cochran's brilliant
He staged the house.
Yeah. It was a very white neighborhood at the time.
Yeah, it is interesting what went on during that time. But again, he's no longer with us. And there's one thing that kind of shocked me that you said, and you said when after the murder that the same reception that OJ got in that neighborhood from both black and white alike, they all wanted to be seen with him. Yeah. They all still loved him, and none of them believed or cared that something happened to Nicole Simpson
and Ron Goldman.
And Ron Goldman. Yes, we better remember Ron Goldman as well. Well, look,
the family never got a penny from him.
They never got a penny. I just wanted to put that out there in the ethos on the day that he left the planet, because I think a lot of people would, you know, we have all kind of hypotheses. I hadn't heard this one, nor did I see the carbon copy, the hard copy segment that you did with the people at Hard Copy. So anyway,
I don't even know if it's streaming or hard. You know, I never looked it up.
Ann Klein.
Yeah, was the stunt woman.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for it. But anyway, Miss Eileen Proctor, great publicist from LA, now in the only real progressive city in North Carolina now.
Maybe Raleigh is, maybe.
Well, yeah, Raleigh. I guess Raleigh.
But I am dedicated to making North Carolina blue. And with your help.
Yes.
Yeah, I am passionate about it.
Well, guess what? We're not only going to make North Carolina blue this election cycle, we're going to make most of the country blue. With that, Eileen Proctor, thank you so kindly. Go ahead, make your point.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a song which I co-produced, which I would love you to play on there. It's with Indira Stephanopoulos. Can't pronounce her right name. It's called Electile Dysfunction. And it is beautiful. Electile Dysfunction. We're at the junction of Electile Dysfunction. I'll send it right over to you.
I will play that. Thank you so kindly. Eileen Proctor, publicist.
Eileen.
What did I say?
Eileen.
My bad. Eileen Proctor, thank you so kindly for having been on Politics Done Right.
As always, I adore you.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.